There are a lot of ways to get across a political message. A cheap and effective one is to buy a political ad on social media, like Facebook. But there's a big debate about how Facebook and other companies should police these ads. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou has more.
Like a lot of what you're hearing in the news these days, this story also has a Ukraine connection.
Joe Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
This is an ad the Trump campaign ran on Facebook last month. The claims in it are verifiably false. But when the Biden campaign asked Facebook to remove the ad, the company said basically no, that they don't want to be in the business of policing political speech. This was really controversial, and it put Facebook on the defensive. Here's CEO Mark Zuckerberg being questioned by New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez during a congressional hearing last month.
So you won't take down lies, or you will take down lies? I think it's just a pretty simple yes or no.
Congresswoman,
I'm not talking about spin. I'm talking about actual disinformation.
Yes, in most cases, in a democracy, okay. I believe that people should be able to see for themselves what politicians that they may or may not vote for
are saying.
So
you won't take them down.
Okay, you get the point. Now, a few days after that, Twitter announced that it would ban all political ads. And just yesterday, Google announced new worldwide restrictions on political advertising. A disclosure here that Google is one of our funders. A Google spokesperson talked to me about their policy change earlier today, but she didn't want me to record the conversation. She told me that Google won't be taking down false or misleading political ads except in certain cases, like if a politician buys an ad to spread false information about when and where people should go to vote. By the way, Facebook has carved out similar exceptions. But what Google is doing is limiting so-called micro-targeting, which allows advertisers to target specific audiences by race, interests, and other categories. Google says it's limiting those to age, gender, and zip code. And this could have big implications, says Josh Feldberg with the UK-based marketing company 89UP, because he says online advertising has become critical to political campaigns.
It's everything. I mean, I spend my life doing it, so I can tell you that. It's huge.
This is especially true in places like the UK, where political advertising is prohibited on TV and radio around elections. Feldberg says he'll be watching how Twitter and Google's new rules affect advertising in the lead up to next month's general election in the UK. Both companies said they're implementing their new policies ahead of that election. But Feldberg says it shouldn't be up to the tech platforms to make these changes.
We rely so much on these platforms to be self-regulating. But the reality is they are reacting to public backlash. And the only way to deal with this is to actually legislate more. You know, these platforms come from a kind of very libertarian sort of Silicon Valley approach to things, which is very different to what actually works in the real world if we want to preserve our democracy.
Zeynep Tufekci agrees with this. She's a techno-sociologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She says that Facebook is one of the biggest players in the political advertising space, and she wants them to take more action on political ads.
The micro-targeting, the way especially Facebook has done, has been a pernicious force.
Here's an example from the run-up to the Brexit referendum in 2016.
There were micro-targeted ads on Facebook that claimed, among other things, that Turkey, the country I'm originally from, was about to enter the EU and there would be 80 million Turks invading Britain, basically.
This wasn't true.
And it didn't go to everyone. It didn't go to people who would naturally be skeptical of it. It only went to the people who would be gullible to it.
This, she says, is a big problem, and she hopes Google's decision to limit micro-targeting puts pressure on Facebook to do the same. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.